6. The partnership of man and woman. The reproductive urge unfailingly brings men and women together for self-perpetuation, but alone does not ensure the remaining together and mutual cooperation, the founding of a home. Every successful human institution embraces antagonisms of personal interest which have been adjusted to practical working harmony, and homemaking is no exception. Marriage, the basis of home building, is the highest manifestation of that antagonistic cooperation which so often characterizes the contacts of nature and society. The conflict is inevitable. Mating is inherent. It is natural. But marriage is not biologic. It is sociologic. Passion ensures that man and woman will come together, but the weaker parental instinct and the social mores hold them together. Male and female are, practically regarded, two distinct varieties of the same species living in close and intimate association. Their viewpoints and entire life reactions are essentially different. They are wholly incapable of full and real comprehension of each other. Complete understanding between the sexes is not attainable. Women seem to have more intuition than men, but they also appear to be somewhat less logical. Woman, however, has always been the moral standard bearer and the spiritual leader of mankind. The hand that rocks the cradle still fraternizes with destiny. The differences of nature, reaction, viewpoint, and thinking between men and women, far from occasioning concern, should be regarded as highly beneficial to mankind, both individually and collectively. Many orders of universe creatures are created in dual phases of personality manifestation. Among mortals, material sons, and mid-soniters, this difference is described as male and female. Among seraphim, cherubim, and Mirantia companions, it has been denominated positive or aggressive and negative or retiring. Such dual associations greatly multiply versatility and overcome inherent limitations, even as do certain triune associations in the paradise have own a system. Men and women need each other in their Mirantial and spiritual as well as in their mortal careers. The differences in viewpoint between male and female persist even beyond the first life and throughout the local and super-universe ascensions. And even in Vivona, the pilgrims who were once men and women will still be aiding each other in the paradise ascent. Never, even in the course of the finality, will the creature metamorphose so far as to obliterate the personality trend that humans call male and female. Always will these two basic variations of humankind continue to intrigue, stimulate, encourage, and assist each other. Always will they be mutually dependent on cooperation in the solution of perplexing universe problems and in the overcoming of manifold cosmic difficulties. While the sexes never can hope fully to understand each other, they are effectively complementary. And though cooperation is often more or less personally antagonistic, it is capable of maintaining and reproducing society. Marriage is an institution designed to compose sex differences, meanwhile affecting the continuation of civilization and ensuring the reproduction of the race. Marriage is the mother of all human institutions, for it leads directly to home founding and home maintenance, which is the structural basis of society. The family is vitally linked to the mechanism of self-maintenance. It is the sole hope of race perpetuation under the mores of civilization, while at the same time it most effectively provides certain highly satisfactory forms of self-gratification. The family is man's greatest purely human achievement, combining as it does the evolution of the biologic relations of male and female with the social relations of husband and wife.